Welcome. You've reached the Brother's Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. The Brother's Journey is where we connect brother to brother, seeking wisdom and knowledge on our way to building understanding. Join the journey with Brother Steve. We will have real discussions and thought-provoking interviews on a wide range of topics for the purpose of creating a winning strategy. Together, we will work to sharpen our vision and encourage action for our kingdom assignment. Now, let's get it.
Welcome to the Brother's Journey Show. The signpost for today's episode reads, Secure the Bag. Brother Steve will encourage you to put in the work to secure the bag, or in other words, get that money. As always, I'll start by giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, loving wife Rita, and you brothers for traveling along this journey. I truly thank you for your time and attention. Scripture reference, Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Moses gave the people a warning not to forget God. Moses knew then, and we seek to understand today, for the time when we achieve success and wealth. In other words, when you secure the bag, that you don't forget the source. It's during those high times you are warned not to forget God, who is responsible for everything. This warning comes to help the people not get caught up in a sense of pride. It was known then and is relevant now that once you see your names up in lights and everybody is calling your name, it's hard not to say, look at me. Many people have fallen off the mountaintop. We know God is with us when we are in the valley, but what about those mountaintop moments when you look in the mirror and for a moment think it's about you? Moses tells us to be careful to give honor to the Most High. We live in a society with unlimited earning potential. When you activate your God-given skills, gifts, and talents, your ability to prosper is greater than you can imagine. Don't think any of you will disagree that the cost of living has outgrown living wages by multiple levels. You know, as a side note, I've experienced this firsthand here recently in the ridiculous increases in some of our everyday items. For instance, I had to purchase a truck back in November. And when I tell you to find a vehicle in halfway decent shape, under 20K was impossible. I had to increase my search criteria to 40K to find something decent that didn't have over 100,000 miles and wasn't all beat up. When it came time to talk to a salesperson, and then he came out of his mouth with, well, the payments are only 500 and whatever, I'm like, really? You got the nerve to say only and 500 in the same breath? He then had the nerve to say, well, sir, there's no such thing as a dollar cheeseburger anymore. And even crazier, when we are looking to downsize our home now and the cost to sell is great, we should do pretty good selling, but then to turn around and have to build is seriously insane. The cost of a smaller house is 3 times higher than the cost of the house we're selling. Even looking at modular homes are still in the low 200s, and that's for your basic floor plan. Brothers, to make it in today's market, and then to even try to plan for the future, it will almost take millionaire status. I mean, when you look at 1,500 to 1,800 square foot home and the cost per square foot starts at $200, it's outrageous. We know that once prices go up, they're not coming back down too far. So on your journey to secure the bag, one of the first things and maybe the most important fact for you to remember is God is the reason for everything you are or will ever be. Of course, there are a lot of things you have to keep in mind on your journey to prosperity, which is the purpose for this episode. Today, we're going to flashback to season 1, episode 5 of the Brothers Journey Show, with a source for that episode being the great book written by yours truly. The book 7 Steps for Next Level Living, Kingdom Advancement is available on Amazon, and I pray you check it out. If you want to go deeper into the topic of financial management, check out step two, which is the seed step. Commercial break. Seven steps for next level living, kingdom advancement suggests there are seven practical steps that you can take along your journey to the next level. Those steps are step one, spiritual. Step two, seed. Step three, structure. Step four, selling. Step five, security. Step six, survival. Step seven, success. To go deeper, pick up your copy on Amazon and let's talk. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. Whew, that took a lot. Okay, on your journey to secure the bag, please make sure you prioritize your seeds. Family is the most important seed you have to provide for, be present to ensure it is nurtured, and protect at all costs. As stated in step two of the book, you also have your financial seed that you must provide, protect, and be present to manage. You must educate your family on the importance of good financial stewardship. It would be a shame for you to work hard to provide prosperity for your family to only have it wasted away on something foolish. Brothers, you must ensure your family learns how to handle their money. Today, we will take another look into this important component of your journey set on securing the bag. Or in the case of this brother's journey, I'm working on getting a trunk full of bags. Off the top, understand, remember, realize, acknowledge, recognize, or even act like you know it was, is, and will always be God that is your power source. You must remain connected to the main power source. The purpose for this episode is to discuss that power. One of the most recent terms or way of saying making money is getting the bags or secure the bag. I'm sure by the time this airs, they will have come up with another way of saying getting paid, making that bread, or who knows what. One way to secure the bag is by working multiple streams of income. There is biblical evidence on the concept of multiple streams dating back to the Garden of Eden. It is written that the garden had four rivers, each one with its own purpose and riches which combined to support that prosperous place. The four rivers were Pishon, meaning increase of full flowing abundance. This river is said to be full of types of precious metals. Gihon River means valley of grace and bursting forth or gushing. This river translates to the wisdom of God. Hadikel means swift or darting. Goals is in sight. To be swift or strategic is to have goals, aims, and objectives. And the Euphrates River means sweet or fruitful in good works. More on the four rivers, the four income streams or the four rivers, the four streams concept coming up in future episodes. In addition to developing your multiple stream strategy, you have to also develop the attitude to perform correctly, continue to seek your purpose, develop and maintain your focus of vision, develop those SMART goals, which are goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time sensitive. You may be thinking, if I'm operating by faith, and God is going to breathe his super on my natural, then setting goals that are bigger or outside of my own power is necessary. I agree, but at the start, you may have to keep things within your control so you can gain confidence to go after those big things. Considering the four-stream concept, I think it's a good idea to follow that model and have all those four income sources fueling your journey. You will want one stream flowing through your occupation or business, which means you would either have a job or own your own business, but a steady stream of income. Another stream flowing through the financial market with saving and investments, making sure you have the right mixture. This stream is important to understand. Here, your money should be working harder than you. Stream three is your money working for you? More importantly, is not being wasted on non-income producing things such as paying high interest rates and, of course, wasting money on a lot of debt. The fourth and maybe the most important stream is being fueled by your gifts and talents. This is where you build your legacy. We will go deeper into those streams in upcoming episodes. One major consideration during your time, your communication with the Father, is seek the answer on how He wants you to move and, of course, how He wants you to use that power to accomplish His purpose for your life. It is written we can use that power to get wealth, so don't be ashamed to let everyone know it was your connection to the Most High power source that allowed your seed to grow like this. To keep it 100, you can use that power to secure the bag. Power in the Hebrew word kosh means strength or might. The Greek word for power is dunamis, which means ability. So in other words, God is giving you strength and ability to secure the bag. There is also another type of power at work in the kingdom of God, and that's His resurrection power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you and can be used to help you accomplish your goals. I believe that power kicks in when you have reached your limits and somehow are able to do things beyond your normal strength and skill. On top of all of the income streams you have to manage, goals to achieve, family to deal with, you have to ensure you are not neglecting the word, which is one of the methods to get God's power. Recognize His word is communicated in many methods, but don't forget to always get back to the basics to ensure your foundation is solid. As always, Brother Steve has a few tips to share on how you can recognize or tap into the ultimate power source that will help you secure the bags. First, in this particular situation, God is dealing directly with you. Understand it's okay to put yourself first. As the song goes, what God has for you is for you. Second, remember the Lord your God. Understand you may have worked hard to get where you are, but I also know it was the Lord who gave you a brain to think, strength in your body to work, health to function properly, and the skills to create possibilities to secure the bag. Third, recognize it's a gift. The word declares every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of tuning. Which translate, he gives it to you regardless to your status. Note, this is something you can't work to get. This power is part of the benefit package. Fourth, God is giving you power. In this case, that power is to get wealth. Brother, the work comes in getting the wealth and also making sure that once you get it, you don't abuse it. Note, wealth and wisdom go hand in hand. Wisdom energizes its owner. Why does he want you to be rich? So he can fulfill his covenant he made with your forefathers. Fifth way to tap into that power, understand God will never give you something unless he expects you to use it. God has given each of you the power to get wealth. The caution is to ensure you are using your wealth to help others, advance the kingdom, and get a little something for yourself. During this show, I've talked a lot about power. Let's take a few minutes to break it down. Power, plans, organization, work, enthusiasm, reward. The P for plans translates into thoughts, device, or purpose. Proverbs 21:5 reads, "The plans of the diligent leads surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty." Plan gives you power. O for organization, develop immediate next 12 months and long range next 5 years goals. A part of getting organized is making sure you keep the main thing the main thing. It is suggested here you focus on 6 key areas: spiritual, family, financial, mental, social, and physical. We will dive into each of these areas in upcoming episodes. Organization means power. W for work. Lasting, life-changing wealth will only come through effective, ingenious, God-inspired work. The word work means anything accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind. Develop your plan with the proper organization and begin to implement your strategy. Work utilizes power. The E, enthusiasm. The last four letters in the word enthusiasm are IASM. It literally means I am sold myself. You have to be sold yourself. If you don't believe in you, who will? Enthusiasm is contagious. It is simply transferring how you feel about a person, place, or thing to another person. Enthusiasm is power. R for reward. If any man work abide which he has built, he shall receive a reward. Revelation 22:12 says, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Reward means dues paid for work. God will bestow rewards upon your good deeds and endeavors. You can achieve the reward of wealth with proper planning, good organization, diligent work, and enthusiasm. On your journey to secure the bag, don't forget to enjoy the ride. Teach the next generation as you build. But I know this may seem like a biblical lesson, but I wanted to set the foundation and come back with some practical steps you can take on your journey to secure the bag. It is my goal to bring on experts in the field of business, investing, health experts, and by health I mean spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional health. Much more coming on securing the bags. I hope you will stay tuned. All right, my brothers, we're going to bring this episode to a close. We will continue the journey forward and hang on for the ride to the next level. In closing, I want to encourage you to stay tuned to yourself, your loved ones, and especially God. This is Brother Steve encouraging you to ask for wisdom, seek knowledge, and build understanding. Thank you for your time and attention. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Brothers Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. I hope you were inspired and encouraged to put in the work for next level living. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will continue the journey. Tell your homeboys to join the journey to the next level. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Brother Steve.